1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is Carol Wellsman, and you are listening to The Cool Jazz Set on one of the premier modern jazz shows on the East Coast. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of this great American art.
Oh, thank you. Carol Wellsman, one of our real favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. Welcome, my friends, to a great show. We've got some good music for you tonight, and the theme of the show is Walking the Walk. And we'll get started with Miss Carol Wellsman, who not only plays great piano, but has a great voice. And this is I Go It Walking After Midnight, Miss Carol Wellsman.
You may be somewhere a walking after.
after midnight, searching for me.
Thank you.
And the swinging piano of Mr. Bill Charlap, accompanied by his rhythm mates, Peter Washington, the wonderful bassist, and Kenny Washington on drums, and that's his working trio. That's from his album entitled So Wonderful, the Bill Charlap Trio. Of course, that was My Shining Hour. And we open the show tonight with the wonderful and very talented Miss Carol Wellsman, both pianist and vocalist on that, and some nice tenor sax work by Tom Scott. And we heard her singing I'm Going Walking After Midnight. Up next, a nice arrangement of Besame Mucho, Mr. Guido Basso.
Thank you. don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't have to have experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'm gonna show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. You got to not talk dirty, baby, if you want to impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. I wanna be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me, and we can have a real good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Women, not girls, rule my world. I said they rule my world. Act your age, not your shoe size, rule my world. You don't have to watch MTV to have an attitude. You just leave it all up to me, my love. My girl, you don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your extra time and your extra time and your kiss.
Mr. Tony DeSere. From his album, I think you might enjoy. Last First Kiss. Last First Kiss. That's on the Telarc label. And that's a tune entitled Kiss. And Tony DeSere wrote that. He's got a wonderful bunch of recordings. You might want to check him out. His last name is spelled D-E-S-A-R-E. Tony DeSere. And before they were heard, the wonderful flugelhorn Guido Basso with string orchestra under the direction of Phil Dwyer. Up next, French vocalist Miss Anne Ducros from her album entitled Ella, My Dear, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. This is Miss Ducros singing Save Your Love for Me.
I knew why I am so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. If I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it even when you're not here. I can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear. And though I know no good can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. I am so in love with you. And darling, darling, help me. On a fool like me, I am so unwise, but I plead, darling, save your love.
And that was the Cannonball Coltrane Project. And Luther Hughes is the bassist and leader of that. And that was a tune written by Nat Adderley, Jive Samba. And that featured, of course, the great saxophonist that he takes with him everywhere. This is just a marvelous group. Glenn Cashman on tenor, Bruce Babette on alto, Ed Zack, the pianist, Paul Krebitz, the percussion, and of course, Luther Hughes on bass. And that's from an album entitled Things Are Getting Better from the Primrose Lane Music. Up next, a wonderful vocalist that's going to be here on March the 11th, appearing with the Richmond Symphony, Miss Ann Hampton Callaway. And she will be performing at the Carpenter Center with the Richmond Symphony and performing some songs from the Streisand songbook. It should be a lot of fun and great music. If you'd like more information on this, I'll give you a phone number, 1-800-514-ETIX. That's for ETIX, 1-800-514-ETIX. You can also go to richmondsymphony.com, click on that and get more information. Again, that's March the 11th. It's an 8 p.m. concert, and it ought to be a lot of fun. So let's see. Let's hear from her, and I think you'll like this. This is from an album that she did called Blues in the Night, and the title of this it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek tune called I'm Too White to Sing the Blues, Blues, Miss Ann Hampton Callaway.
Disregard the name, Ann Hampton Callaway. English, Scottish, Irish, a honky all the way. Lionel wasn't Pappy, neither was O'Cab. Every day I curse the way my life is dull and drab. Go on and spread the news, I've got the I'm too white to sing the blues. Blues. Got a paying job, a man who's good and true. A spacious flat in New York City, how could I be blue? My credit cards are paid up, except for MasterCard. If my life is such a piece of cake, tell me why is it so hard? I ought to hit the blues. I got the I'm too white to sing the blues, blues. Well, I dig my Ethel Waters. Missy Smith takes my breath away. And I live for every word of pain from Billy. When I'm lonely, I think I got my chance. I try to sing St. Louis blues to my cat and my houseplants. My cat gets catatonic, my violets start to shrink. When the ivy starts to climb the wall, it's time to pour a drink. Each time I try, I lose. I got the I'm too white to sing the blues, blues. Let me tell you about it.
Your husband or your wife is making fun of you. You too have the I'm too white to sing the blues.
one and only vibraphonist Milt Jackson, with a great group behind him, the trio to back him on. There was Monty Alexander on piano, John Clayton on bass, and the great Jeff Hamilton on drums. Isn't she lovely? What a nice arrangement. What a nice group, too. Wonderful quartet. Up next, this is a nice 1969 recording by the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. And this is Groove Merchant. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Everyone loves to listen to music, but have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Anne Drummond. These days, it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of on the amazing positive effects it has on kids. It's such a thrill for a child when he or she gets that first instrument, or masters a simple part on the flute, or performs a showstopper with the school chorus. And there's so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate a show tune, a Beethoven symphony, or an opera, in addition to what they hear on the radio, it opens their young minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
And thanks for supporting the great music program here at the University of Richmond, a wonderful operation they have here. Great music teachers, great orchestra, great band, great jazz group. If you have a kid, grandchild, son, daughter, thinking about college and also thinking about a music education, have them check out the University of Richmond. They have a great music department. Okay, we'll finish up this first hour with a wonderful recording by the guitarist Jim Hall and the wonderful George Shearing. And this is Emily. For all the Emilys out there, this is for you.